It says, we're going to start, we're going to review what we discussed earlier. The Mimashi Kasavnu Beresha Simon Nilmoid, the Osa Laganais is Kaverai, the Sapra Alov, Midois Hamagunais Shieshlai. You're not allowed to. Talk about someone's bad midos. Kigoin shiro olav shenizga or kaas bedavar shel kohen. If the guy had gaiva or kaas about something, or shar midos from goodness, does that vade gnai gomor? A bad mida is a gnai gomor. V'av shu emes. Mi idea im laas a tshuva v'li by mar loy al midos haroi seilu. V'afilu im hu roya olav shuhor gal bois an midos haroi seilu. And even if everyone knows that he has these bad midos, he doesn't try to work on it. You shouldn't go ahead and say lashon hara about it. Maybe he's not aware of how chomer it is. And he says, we see by many bnei Torah that they don't think that midas rois is such an avera. The koshem al pms. Okay, it's like, you know, if you're a good guy, you have good midas. But if you have bad midas, you're not a bad person. It means you don't have a choyev to have good midas. You don't have a choyev in the midas. Midas is extra credit by definition. That's what most people look at it like. The midas is by definition, you know, by definition is extra credit. If you really knew how bad midas were, he would actually be meschazek in order not to be over. Okay? So therefore, how should you take care of it? You should go over to him in private and tell him how important it is to have good midas. And maybe I can realize, you know what? You're right, I can do better. Now. In the Bar Maim Chaim, he asks an astounding question. The Gemara in Tainus says, "Call me sheish loy azus ponim muto lekroise rasha." So if a guy is azus ponim, you're allowed to call him a rasha. Allowed to call him a rasha means you can publicize his rishos. So the Bar Maim Chaim says, "Dafka bemida gru azu." It's only azus ponim. But not other midas. So, because Azus Panim is so bad, you're allowed to call him a Rasha? What's Pshat in it? So, the answer is that Azus Panim is a little bit of like, Azus Panim is a little bit is a very bad midah. Why? Because it takes away a person's natural protection. For example, here's the idea. The idea is that the opposite of azus panim is busha, right? What is so important about the midah busha? The point that the Chaim Soloveitchik says that the most greatest gift that Hashem gave man is the ability to have busha. What's so good about busha? So I heard from my Rebbe one time, he explained, Baruch Bansky, said that busha is spiritual pain. What's the idea of pain? Pain, when you feel something painful, you know it doesn't shtib, it doesn't fit. Something's wrong with your body. Right? You have a toothache. Okay, something's wrong. So they'll see there's an infection, right? Something's not right. It's a trigger to realize that you gotta fix the problem. Right? Someone who cannot feel pain, is in a big danger because they can't, if they can't feel pain, then they don't know what's right, what's wrong, if their body's doing what it's supposed to or not. It's a very big problem. So a person's born with busha is a spiritual pain. In other words, busha is when a person is embarrassed from their actions. It means deep down they know that that maisa that they just did, that action that they just did, doesn't fit with who they are. That's not me. It's not me. Ah, you did it. I did it, but it's not me. So memela, when someone does something, but it's not me, there's hope for them to realize that they could change it. A person with Azaz Panim is like a person born without the sense of pain. It's not, Hashem created you with busha. You have Azaz. You don't care. Not only that do I do the Averis, but I'm Azaz about it. Azaz means I'm proud. I'm not embarrassed. It is me. That's a big problem. A person has an Azaz, then Mutal Kursi Rasha, because they're not going to change. They're not going to be able to adapt, whatever, change. And that's a big problem. So Memela, the Gemara in Tainis, according to the Chafetz Chaim, is saying Mutal Kursi Rasha. Very big Yiddish. Okay? However, Ava Pikein, Imroya, if you do see someone, the Mida of Gaiva or Kas, he's not learning. You should tell the people that he has a hashpa over his children or tamidim, but they shouldn't learn from him. It's only if your kavana is to be mevazeh. But if your kavana is to protect other people, but when you're going to do that, you have to be machdim and say, listen, I'm not coming just down to tell you that the guy's Balgaiva. I'm telling you, you're a Rebbe, it's a Kavaldika Rebbe, and you can teach you how to learn. You should know this meat about your Rebbe, don't learn from it. Now, I don't recommend you do that with anybody, because if you do that, it's possible. First of all, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't really know what you're talking about, number one. Number two, is that you'll make it that he won't be able to learn from the Rebbe, because once you tell him about his midas. Therefore, you should be careful before you do that. Okay. Okay, let's stop here. Mitzvah Shem, I think we should be able to learn tomorrow night and then continue on. Well, yeah. Rosen Hanukkah to all.
Hanukkah.